Thank you. Also, Raziel requested that somebody send it to him. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, so just a very quick introduction. It's going? A very quick introduction to the Ramban in general. There's something interesting about the Ramban al Torah that somehow it became almost like part of like the YU Bris family, like Misora is Ramban al Torah. Rav Soloveitchik loved Ramban al Torah. There's I think a recorded lecture or whatever by Rav Soloveitchik where he made some joke that the Rambam is a little bit like overeducated, but the Ramban is like very balanced. It's like, what does that mean? Like the Ramban is, he was a doctor. He was also kind of like part of the Sephardi, like he was well aware of like the modern thinking of his time. But at the same time, he was very much part of Chazal. And we're, obviously, the Rambam was also. But the Ramban is—he's always balancing like a lot of different things. He's got a complicated outlook to understanding the Pesukim and understanding the Halacha, understanding a lot of things. So I feel like somehow this became like part of the Ramban al Torah. And there's a lot of very important Yesodos that come out of the Ramban al Torah. But Rav Lichtenstein, in his book, it's called in Mevakshei Panecha. What's it called in English? It's like conversations with Rav Lichtenstein with Rav Sabato. Somebody must know what I'm talking about. Anyway, he says there, if we would have lost the Mor Nevuchim, okay, it would have been very upsetting. I mean, if we would have lost it to history, just would have like gotten lost in some archive somewhere and never to reappear. Okay, that would have been. Actually, I think he gave you the wrong one. Is that double sided?
Yes.
Yeah, it is perfect. Okay, that would have been unfortunate. You know, there's a lot of important ideas there, but it wouldn't have been a tragedy. If we would have lost Ramban al Torah, that would have been like a tragedy. It would have changed the course of Jewish thought forever. So Ramban al Torah, just from our Misora and from everybody. I mean, it's not just like a modern Orthodox thing. Ramban al Torah. I mean, everybody loves Ramban al Torah, but a lot of very important Yesodos come out of the Ramban al Torah. That's introduction A. And if you have the Ramban, you're good. Another important thing is that we're going to be learning now a very Yesodistic Ramban about Tameh HaMitzvos. What's interesting about Yesodistic Ramban is that sometimes they're so Yesodistic, you're like, of course I know this, it's obvious. But it's only obvious because his ideas have been inculcated to his Talmidim, and like the way we grow up with certain ideas about being Mekadesh Lechol or whatever, it's like, it could be that was Rav Hirsch or Soloveitchik. For us, it's obvious. There's certain ideas, I think the Ramban might say, oh, it's obvious, we're just so used to them, but it's important to see them in their Makor and see how he says it and see what it's about. Okay, so the psukim that the Ramban is discussing here is Shiluach Hakem. Shiluach Hakan, Shiluach Hakem. I'm not really sure the proper way of saying it, but sending away the mother bird. And this touches upon, first the Ramban is going to be giving his own pshat, but it really touches upon in general Tameh HaMitzvah. So this is an interesting mitzvah. I don't know if you guys ever experienced this yourselves, if they have in school or somebody's house where there's a nest and they keep on doing one after the other, Shiluach Hakem. But yeah, you did it. There you go. Okay, there you go. But the pasuk says v'harachta yamim, and it's a beautiful thing. But you're doing this, and you're like, what's this all about? Why am I taking? Why am I shooing away the mother? Why am I doing this? And at the very, very end of the Ramban, which I did not quote here, he starts getting into Kabbalistic ideas. So there's Kabbalistic ideas about Shiluach HaKain, and actually part of, there's almost a nafkamina halacha lamaisa between the more Kabbalistic approach and the more like practical, you know, down-to-earth approach of the Ramban he's about to take. Even though the Ramban really quotes both, and that is it a good thing to do Shiluach HaKain, even though you're not really interested in taking the babies at all? So more the Kabbalistic approach, or based on this approach, we'll see. No, if you want to take them, you do it in this way. But we'll see as we go on. So I was looking through the Ramban this morning. I was trying to cut out parts of it because it's a long Ramban. I almost never go more than one side in the Ramban. So and everywhere the next paragraph, I'm like, I cut out. No, I got to say that also. No, it was just so good. But so I don't know if we're going to be able to get through everything now. But I recommend if you have time to try to get through it yourselves. Okay, so first the Ramban says at the beginning, you happen upon this bird's nest. Gamzu mitzvahu eres min oso v'yespinolo sishchitu b'yomechad. Says the Ramban, this mitzvah is understood, is explained in light of the idea of oso v'yespino. There is a mitzvah, there's an isser, forget about in the base of Mikdash in general, in the shechita house, you're not supposed to shech the mother and the child at the same day. Different days. So what's the point there, the Ramban's implying? The point there is something about Rachmanos or something like that. He's about to get into it. And just like there, so it's also by Shiluach HaKein, that you're supposed to have Rachmanos on the mother. We shouldn't have a cruel heart. If anybody needs, we have two more Rambans, or Rambis coming. Okay. We shouldn't be cruel. We shouldn't be lack mercy. This is a very interesting idea. Or it's something to do with we should protect Hashem's species, right? Endangered species. If you get rid of both the previous generation and the new generation at one time, you're kind of not giving the species opportunity to reproduce sufficiently. And it has to do with that. Something very practical. Either practical in terms of our midos, we should be careful about the mother bird's feelings, or something to do with Hashem's world, about not destroying it. Even though Hashem said you can check, you can enjoy, you can use them, but you shouldn't be too destructive when you're doing that. But if you take the children and the mother at the same time, when they have the ability to be free and fly away, as if you're destroying that species, which is a very interesting idea. Okay. Adkan the Ramban for a couple paragraphs, or maybe just for a paragraph. Because of Harav and Mora Nebuchim, the Rav, right? The Rambam writes in the Mora Nebuchim, Kitam Shiluach Hakein, Vitam Oso Biesbino, Lo Sishchetu Biom Echad, right? The Rambam himself also associates these two mitzvos. Kidei Lahazi Shlo Yishchot Haben Be'eni Ha'im, Kish Lebhemos Daga Gedola Mize, Baze. Now you should be careful because it's very, very painful for the mother animal to see its baby being shechted in front of it. It has a certain maternal instinct, a certain sensitivity, and when you do that, it's very cruel. Hefresh is also just interesting line in a vacuum, interesting line. Ein hefresh bein dagas ha'adam ledagas ha'behemos al b'nehem. When it comes to maternal instincts, the feeling that a mother animal feels for its child and a mother human feels for its child is really the same. Ki avas ha'im v'chanosa, the love and the compassion a mother has, livnei vitna for her children. Einenu nimshach achrei ha'sechel v'hadibor. It's not a function of what's uniquely human, of intellect or speech. Avomi pe'ulas koach ha'machshava ha'metzvi v'behemos. Just a natural instinct, almost an animalistic instinct that mothers love their children, and therefore it's really the same. You should be careful for the mother's feelings. Okay, is anybody before I go on? We're going to go on in a second. But anybody bothered by a Gemara anywhere that seems to be? It's like everything Ramban and the Rambam are saying seems to be against a certain Gemara somewhere. Maybe not. We'll get there in a second. Okay. Everybody's associating it with compassion, with caring for Hashem's world, Hashem's species, and their feelings. Okay. He didn't use the Rambam, right, that he's quoting here.
Going brachas.
Exactly. I forget if this is the Rambam explaining himself, or the Ramban quoting the Ramban explaining the Rambam. But if that's true, the real Isser is shechting the mother and then the child. Sorry, shechting the child and then the mother. Yes, he says, Rakviv Nova Oso, shechting the child because the mother sees the child being killed and then the mother. But the reason why we is asur in both directions, meaning the mother and then the child, is harchaka, you don't come to do the child in front of the mother. Okay, that's what you have to say for the Rambam. V'yoser nachon is now the Ramban talking. The simpler pshat though is what we're showing nis achzer. Right? You shouldn't be cruel. We shouldn't somehow the idea of killing the mother and the child. It's why? Okay, you want to eat some animals, so eat animals. Why dafka choose this little baby and the mother? It seems cruel. V'amar harav. Now the Rambam himself asks in this Gemara, al tashiv alai b'maimar chachamim ha'omer atan tzipo yagir rachamecha mishatkin. Sorry, the Gemara says in brachos. The Mishnah says in brachos. If somebody says Hashem compassion is upon these birds, so we shut them up. We should stop talking. That's not the pshat. Okay. So the Gemara and the Mishnah, the Pasha Pshat, the Gemara gives two explanations. The Mishnah says you shouldn't say the reason of Shiluach HaKein is because of Hashem's compassion. So says the Rambam, what do I do with that? Kizu achas mishtei svaros. Okay, this is one of the two pshatim there, and I'm going with the other one. What does that mean? The Gemara has two explanations for why we shouldn't say Hashem's compassion is upon the mother bird. Either because you're matil kina bena brios, you're saying, well, Hashem cares more about the birds than he does about the dogs, or about the lions, or about the fish. Because why? We only have a special mitzvah by these animals, not other animals. So that doesn't sound right. The animals are going to start to think that Hashem cares more about some animals than other animals. So it's not right. But really, Lamaisa, according to that pshat, the pshat is, it's about our rachamim, it's about Hashem's rachamim, but you shouldn't focus on it too much, because you're saying as if Hashem only cares about the birds. And the other pshat there, which is against lechora, what we're saying, is it says you're making Hashem's, tzivui midos, einam ela gzeros. I forget the exact lashon, but the Gemara says because it's only gzero, we have no idea why we're doing it. It's not because of Hashem's rachamim, it's not because Hashem cares about the birds. Hashem told us to do it, we do it, and if you start explaining it's because of Hashem's compassion, that's already going too far. You really don't even know what the pshat is at all. So says the Rambam, okay, there's two pshatim in the Gemara. One says it's only gzero, we can't understand. understand it. The other one says it's really Hashem cares about the birds, but don't think Hashem only cares about the birds and therefore don't focus on it. And I'm going with that other pshat. Right? There's one pshat that implies Hashem has no reasons behind the mitzvos. It's only because he decided to do it. It's his gzeiros, and that's it. But I pass like the other sheets are there. So according to the Rambam, the most fundamental machlokas by Tamei HaMitzvos you could imagine is in this Gemara. Are there any reasons of the mitzvos at all or not? And he says it's a machlokas, and I pass like the sheet that there is a tam. Right? Unbelievable. That's the Rambam. Okay, and then Bahuksha love Od Masha Matzah Bereshis Rabba, famous medrash, and the Rambam was troubled by a different medrash. V'chi ma ichpas lo laKadosh Baruch Hu min shochet min hatzaber l'shochet min haoret. Does Hashem really care if you shech the animal here? You shech the animal here. What difference does it make? Right? There's no reason. Halo nas lo nas nu hamitzvos el litzare fahem esabrios. You're right. There's no reason. At least that's the pasuk pshat says the Rambam. There's no reason. It was given to purify the species, purify humanity. Hashem gave a certain rules to follow, even though there's no reason behind them. Shneamar called Imras Eloka Trufa. I should have changed the hay into a kuf. Okay, Imras Eloka Trufa. All of Hashem's sayings are there to purify. Okay, so the Rambam is troubled by this. So again, Lechora, he could say there's different approaches in Chazal, whether or not there's Tamei HaMitzvos or not. And we go with the pshat that there are Tamei HaMitzvos. Okay. Keep on going. Now the Ramban. It was interesting here. I don't know enough about the Rambam in the Mor Nebuchim, but I know more about the Ramban. The Rambam is comfortable saying it's machlokes and zeo. The Ramban is not so comfortable with that. He's going to try to bring everybody into the same camp here. Everybody agrees there's Tamei HaMitzvos. So how is he going to understand these Ma'amar and Chazal? Okay. This idea that the Rambam accepts that the mitzvos have a reason, that's very, very mistaber. Of course, that's the pshat. Everything has a reason and a purpose, and it helps perfect man. Besides the fact that we're doing because Hashem decreed it, and we know He's going to reward us, and it's good, and it's spiritual, but there's also just a down to earth reason behind it, or a spiritual basic reason behind it. Kfar Amr Razal, Chazal already said, why did the Torah not reveal the reasons behind the mitzvos? Implying there's reasons, we just didn't reveal it. And the Gemara says, because even Shlomo HaMelech, a Chacham called Adam, knew the mitzvos, and it ended up leading him astray. Okay? V'darshu ulmechase otik, the ancient one is covered up. Zeh HaMegala dvarim shekise otik yomin, umayniu Tamei Torah. The Gemara says, you shouldn't go revealing the ancient things. What's that? The Tamei HaMitzvos, meaning you shouldn't reveal them, but they're there. Okay, etc., etc., etc. I guess we'll just, for the sake of time, we're gonna skip a little bit. Okay, so it says the Ramban. Of course, there's Tamei HaMitzvos, like the Rambam says. Aval ilu ha'agados. For those who have their own Ramban, I apologize. It's a few lines later. I'm not sure where it is, but in the sheets, it's the next paragraph. Aval ilu ha'agados. Asher niskashu al hara. When the Rambam was troubled by the Gemara and Brachos that Hashem's all of the mitzvos are just gzeiros, and the Medrash that the mitzvahs were just given to purify man without any reason. That's not the pshat. Kifidaiti inin acher lehem. There's a different pshat to these midrashim, these gemaras. Sharatu lomar she'en hatoeles b'mitzvos la'kadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo yis'ale. All these things are saying we are not doing the mitzvos for Hashem's sake. Hashem doesn't need our mitzvos. Aval hatoeles ba'adam atzmo limno mimenu nezek o emuna ra'a o mida migune. All the mitzvos that we're doing, whether it's shechita or shiluach hakein or Shabbos or kashrus or anything, it's in order to prevent from us any sort of physical damage or spiritual damage or bad midos. Oh, liskor hanisim v'niflos habori yisrach v'ledas es Hashem, or to help us appreciate Hashem's miracles and appreciate Him. V'zeu litzarif b'hem. This is what it means. Hashem, does Hashem care if we shech this way or that way? It's only given to us to purify. No, what does that mean, says the Ramban? Of course, there's a reason behind them. But what is it? What's a pshat of to purify? Shuke kesef tzaruf. We should be like purified silver by taking out all the impurities. We don't say he's purifying the silver. Oh, there's no reason behind that. Of course there is, to make it look pure without any imperfections. The purpose of all the mitzvot is not for Hashem's sake. Even korbanos, he's about to say, everything that implies somehow Hashem needs it. It's not. It's for us. Hashem wanted us to purify ourselves. Hashem wanted us to purify our midos, our physical bodies, our spiritual neshamas, and therefore He gave us all these mitzvos. Then in the next paragraph, he quotes another medrash, which is similar to the first medrash, but makes it more clear. Okay, we're going to skip a little bit. Let's go to I'm skipping a whole paragraph. Okay, the Medrash brings a raya from shechita, right, shechting in the neck, the bottom under of the neck, right? As opposed to the back of the neck. It's telling you that it's all for our sake and not for Hashem's sake. You can't say if it's Hashem. Hashem really cares. It really means something to him. If we shift it in the front or the back, or bechal, we just hit it over the head and kill it. What does he care? Well, so why do we do this? Hashem gave us the mitzvos to say you should be careful, you should be compassionate. I don't know if this appears before the Ramban, but this idea that somehow shechita is the most compassionate way of killing. It's fast. It's getting right to the point where they're, you know, that their windpipe and their food pipe, and just killing them as quickly and efficiently as possible and as compassionately as possible. That's the idea behind shechita. She's not quoting a medrash we didn't see. There's another part of the medrash that brings a similar idea. Whether or not we eat kosher, if we non kosher, does Hashem care? They should be tamei. The point behind it is for our sake that we should, and the Ramban elaborates on this in the halachas of kashrus. But the point of kashrus is to purify ourselves. The non kosher foods have certain, they impart a certain midah ra'ah in the person who eats them. So Hashem said, do this for your own sakes. Okay. And he says at the very end of this paragraph, there's no machlokas whatsoever. When the Gemara says in Brachos, right, what Hashem says is only gzeros, that's because you're implying, the Ramban says later, that Hashem needs you. Hashem is crying when the mother bird is there when you're taking the babies. It's not for Hashem's sake. Hashem created the world, and Hashem is infinite, and Hashem is beyond everything. But Hashem cares about us, that we shouldn't be incompassionate when we're taking the mother bird, taking the babies in front of the mother. Okay, let's do the last paragraph of what I brought for you here, and then we'll wrap it up. V'chein ma she'amu l'fi she'os is what I just said. L'fi she'os midos shel kadosh baruch hu rachamim einan el gzeros. The idea of the Gemara that when we say Hashem cares about the mother bird, that's saying that Hashem is doing it out of rachamim, and it's only gzera. So what does that mean? Not like the Rambam thought that according to that shita there's no reason at all. But lo ma she'lo chas hakel al kana tzipor v'lo higia rachamim v'lo sub yesmeno. It's not that Hashem cares about it. She'en rachamav magim v'balei hanefesh habehemis. They're animals. Hashem has rachamim for people with a neshama. Animals are on a different level. But Hashem doesn't have that level of rachamim to hurt animals. Hashem says, Hashem doesn't feel like we should not use animals for our purpose. Hashem put them there for our purpose. If Hashem really cared, he would say, just don't check them. We should all be vegetarians. Right, we should be compassionate and not be cruel. Cruelty can spread out easily in a person's soul. The shoftim who shoft the large animals, right, which is a lot of blood and gore. I guess the non-kosher shoftim. They kill chamorim, donkeys, right? Anshei damim, they're very violent people. Zopchei adam achzarim, they can end up being murderers. The Gemara says at the end of Kiddushin, the best of the slaughterers is Amalek's shutuf, because it creates a certain cruelty in your neshama. Hashem cares about the animals. It's there to teach us the good midos. And he goes on. So the point in this Ramban, again, maybe it seems like you've heard this idea before, but I think it might be starting from the Ramban. The Ramban is saying the point behind all the mitzvos is for our sakes. And again, when we do the Ramban, we're not exhausting the topic. There's other opinions, there's other perspectives of what to discuss here. But the Ramban says all the mitzvos are for our own sake. And this is absolutely true, the Kol HaDeos, that the point of the mitzvos is for us. We should appreciate what that means when we're learning, when we're davening, when we're having patience with our parents, when we're just being nice to our annoying roommate, whatever, friend, that this is something for our sakes. In the long run, we're proving ourselves, we're making ourselves better people, holier people. And in general, yeshiva, but life, it's for us. We're here to make ourselves better people, we're here to make ourselves more spiritual, holier people. And that's the point of all the mitzvot system. Okay, I got it.